Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Quran Weekly, this is your brother Umar Sulaiman. You know, there are many times in life where you're going to come across people that are rude, that want to cause you harm, that are going to do things to you that are just totally messed up. And you're going to keep on telling yourself, why is life not fair? Why can't I get back at them? Why this? Why that? And many times what we'll do is we'll allow that to seep into our hearts. And subhanAllah, because of the lack of patience and the lack of tawakkul, we'll find ourselves self-destructing because of another person hurting us or another person doing something to us. And that's the blessing of Iman, that Allah gives us a higher purpose. Now I want you to think about this for a moment. The person that hurts you, the person that once said something to you, the person that took a right from you, you have every right to make dua against that person, you have every right to request your right, you have every right to even speak about that person, warn others about that person, so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, is it really doing any good? Is it really giving you any satisfaction? Is it really making you feel better about the situation? And 9 times out of 10, the answer is no, right? We often end up feeling as low as that person. And subhanAllah, I remember once an incident that took place in my own life where there was a brother, a very close friend of mine, who hurt me on so many different levels. And because he hurt me, you know, I had weight gain, I had chest pains, my salawat were lacking quality, I didn't feel like doing anything more anymore. Anytime I spoke, I was backbiting him, I was speaking about what he did to me, I was telling others about what he did to me. And then I was sitting with my brother, who ironically is a lawyer, right? He's not an imam, he's not a sheikh, he didn't give me an ayah of Qur'an, he didn't give me a hadith. And he said a very powerful quote to me, and it changed my entire life. He said, holding a grudge is like waiting, is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. Holding a grudge is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. In reality, if you allow that person to hurt you, and if you continue to follow up on that person and talk about how hurt you are, waste your dua on that person, try to go back and get your right, which you will never be able to attain, you're only going to be hurting yourself. And you're only going to be seeing you're only going to self-destruct. And that person will also have the satisfaction of knowing that he managed to get to you. And subhanAllah, this is why the quality of al-Halim, of Hulm, as the Imam al-Ghazali rahimahullah says, of having forbearance, it doesn't just benefit you in the next life, it benefits you in this life, because it allows you to sleep at peace and to think to yourself, you know what, I'm better than him. Alhamdulillah, I'm letting it go for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't care, I'm going to let it go. It gives you satisfaction. Forgiveness gives you satisfaction. And in fact, we can see a classic example in the Qur'an with Yusuf alayhi salam when he sees his brothers for the first time after all those years, his brothers who sought to ruin him, his brothers who threw him in the well when he was living such a good life, his brothers who plotted against him time and time again. And Yusuf alayhi salam says, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. Look, just forget about it. You're forgiven. I don't even care anymore. لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. The same words that the Prophet said when he entered into Mecca after years and entered upon the same people that killed his uncle, Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the same people that called him the names, that deported him, that boycotted him and caused his wife to die from malnutrition, Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Radiallahu anha, and still Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks in there and he says, La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. I forgive and I forget. And subhanAllah, there is a sakina, a certain type of tranquility that descends upon you when you do that. And think about this. Yes, you have every right to make dua against that person. But do you really want to waste your time making dua against that person? You have every right to complain to others about your right. But wouldn't you rather complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I remember as a child, subhanAllah, my brother, the same one that gave me the advice, ironically, my brother was a terrible older brother. I mean, this guy used to make me do all kinds of stuff. He used to torture me. I used to have to change his socks. I used to have to do all kinds of stuff for him. And eat bugs, you name it, right? It was all done to me by my brother. And I remember sometimes I would actually, subhanAllah, act hurt, and I would sort of exaggerate the damage that my brother did to me just so I could have that opportunity to be held by my mother rahmatullah alayha and to be comforted by her. Now think about this with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who forgives, the one who shows mercy, the one who forgets. Allah is going to compensate him on the day of judgment. وَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. His ajr is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine Allah being the one to comfort you. It's not even about the reward. Just think about the emotion, the sentiment. Who else would you rather complain to? Who else would you rather take your side? Who else would you rather be in your corner than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And on the opposite end, of course, مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ. Whoever does not show mercy, Allah will not show mercy to him. But if we are able to let go, فَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. If we're able to forgive and pardon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive and pardon us. And let's face it, if we held every single person accountable for the wrongs that they did towards us, for their faults, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very much so capable of doing the same with us. But the minute that we learn to be lenient and forgive for our own good in this dunya and the akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make our situation comfortable and easy on the Day of Judgment. So I plead to you, dear brother and sister, if there's someone who's hurt you, let it go. Let it go. Destroy all memories of that person. And you know what? If you're really strong enough, go up to that person and say, I forgive you, with a big smile on your face. Hug that person and say, it's all over. You know what? It's gone. There is no grudge between me and you. Show that person that you are, that you're better than that, that you've risen above that hurt. And that will grant you satisfaction here. And then call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, oh Allah, I forgave this person. I let this right go because I knew that you were going to give me something better on the Day of Judgment. And I knew that I was in need of your mercy. So, oh Allah, show mercy upon me and enter me into Jannat al-Firdaus. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Quran Weekly. So do yourself a favor. If you benefited from this video, go ahead and like it and share it on your Facebook and Twitter. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as is narrated in Sahih Muslim, "Man sunna fil Islami sunnatan hasana, falahu ajru wa ajru man amala biha," that whoever does something good inshaAllah ta'ala and starts it or shares it and other people follow, then he will get the reward that he has, and of course the reward of anyone who followed him in that inshaAllah. So if someone else benefits from this, you get the same reward as the presenter inshaAllah and the same reward as the producer. So go ahead and like it, love it, share it. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.